Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So you're going to go pay money to see somebody else?
Yes.
You don't even like pay money to see me.
Because you don't know how to sing. Do you guys ever feel like you care too much about like what other people, how other people feel? And like you don't ever care about how you really feel. You care about others around you, like the people you love, your friends, family, etc. If we were willing to have one more kid and it end up being twins, what would your reaction be?
Why do you always stare at me every time I come back to my seat? Like, yeah, get over here. Get over here. Like, you always stare at me. Like,
come on. Am I not supposed to stare at you?
No, you're just staring at me like I got something on my beard or something. You know, saving something for later. You always look at me when I...
Well, what if you are?
Then you need to tell me. God damn. Fuck. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. We got your host right here, Gabrielle Kelly, and you already know, it's your boy.
What was
that? What? That was like an inside burp that just released when I was trying to talk. Jay Kelly.
That was weird. You're so annoying. Oh, my
god. So what's going on? Let's talk about what's been happening on the... A recent event like the Super Bowl.
The Falcons didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Neither did the Cowboys that you're wearing right now. Oh, wait.
Wait, it's not the Cowboys, actually. It's the Mountains.
Thought it was the Cowboys one. My bad.
No, but it was pretty intense, and then I fell asleep. But it was.
Yeah, honestly, she didn't care about anything with the Super Bowl. All she wanted to know was what's going on with the halftime with Usher. That's all she wanted. She was one of those that clicked on the Super Bowl just to watch the halftime. How many of y'all just did that?
I know there's a lot of wives out there that probably just was like rooting for Usher and hoping Justin Bieber was going to come out, because I really was hoping Justin Bieber was going to come out.
Did you see that he actually turned it down respectfully? He turned it down.
I don't know if it's true, but I'm sad. I'm really freaking sad that he turned that down.
Would have been
But
epic.
I think he is just trying to take a big old break, and then he's going to come out with the tour watch.
He's been on a break. But where's the big banger? Where's the banger?
Just wait. When he goes back on tour, it's over with. I'm getting those tickets immediately.
So you're going to go pay money to see somebody else?
Yes.
You don't even like pay money to see me.
Because you don't know how to sing.
Okay, you know what?
All right. Well, show everybody that you can sing then. Let's go. Are you freaking serious? I know someone that's listening to this right now, probably on the radio, is like, what?
We feeling your body.
All that damn hot breath on the damn fucking mic. Oh my gosh. Jesus, if they can smell your breath,
bro,
on the other side.
Why didn't you blow it over there in your face? I just blew it in the inside of the damn mic.
All that cash. No, smell money. The mic.
It's a little tart. I had Whataburger burger.
This man was so hungry. He scarfed that damn burger down, and then he got mad that I was recording him because he didn't want the trainer
to
see
him. It was my only meal of the day, guys.
It don't matter. He acts like if he eats
once a day. It don't matter.
He said if I eat a burger a day, I'll be good.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, I probably shouldn't have had that burger. I feel weird now because I've been eating like really tight.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I gotta go work it out. But hey,
tacos the other day.
Man, Austin food was so good when we went to. But other than that, we've been. I feel like every weekend we've been doing something. We've been traveling. We've been on the go.
It ain't even gonna stop like this weekend.
It's not, because this weekend tomorrow we go to Atlanta, and
it's gonna be fun though.
I like
going to Atlanta.
Atlanta's good.
Go
vibes.
Birds, dirty birds.
Baby. You like going to Atlanta because you like going to the stores and they have all this damn Falcons
every
stuff.
Time and every Georgia. Time. Guess what? Every. We're stopping at a Boosie's.
Boosie's. Boosie's. Bucky's.
I know. I just call it Boosie's.
God dang.
We're going to stop there because they always have everything that I need for my stuff. So I'm definitely going there. I need a little bit more Falcon stuff.
So what's been going on with you recently?
I mean, we live in the same house, so you know what's up. Like, what? Like, why are you asking me questions like that, though? What's up with you? What's you got something on your chest, motherfucker? What's one?
Yeah, I actually what's do, up on I'm your about chest? To lay it all right now.
We'll put it out on the table then.
Y'all want to know what Jay did?
Bro, don't and
this
bust
is,
me out.
This is...
What did I do?
Just kidding.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But no, there's some stuff that we want to talk about. So, you know.
What it do, man? Shout
there's some stuff that we really want to talk about. That's, you know, that we want to like kind of. There's some just some advice and stuff that people, you know, want to know about certain things. And what's one of the main things that you want to cover?
Did you forget?
No, I know exactly. But like, how do you want to start it?
I don't know. I really don't. Just started.
All right, editor, you need to cut this out.
Every time we say that, he don't do it. He always add it in.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, one of the main things that we do want to cover on this podcast, and I kind of want to just like get off my chest, is something that we have also battled over the years is like, do you guys ever feel like you care too much about like what other people, how other people feel, and like you don't ever care about how you really feel? You care about others around you, like the people you love, your friends, family, etc. Like, do you feel like you put too much effort and you to put too much, like you care too much about what others think?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you're asking a question to
like,
them.
Jay, shut up. You never take a situation serious. Ever.
You see, asking questions?
So like, when I'm very serious about things
I'm
like
sorry,
this,
guys,
Jay
we're gonna
literally
get,
wants
no,
to
real.
Just...
No, no, I'm just saying, do you guys ever feel? And I was just like, who... Are you talking to the people listening?
Yes. Oh. Duh, not you. Because I know you don't care.
I do.
Okay, so.
Because I feel you. I care too much.
No, I feel like growing up, I had a problem with caring too much about what other people thought, thought
like
about us.
You walked around. You wanted people to like you. And
yeah, of course.
Certain things you did that people would like you for, and if you didn't do a certain thing that they would talk shit
and
about
then,
you.
Not necessarily. It's more of like your friends and your family and stuff. Like, you did things to revolve around them because you didn't want them to, like, you wanted to like make sure they were good, but you never thought yourself was good. So that's something I battled over the years, and then like after having a family, then you start realizing that your little family is the best team that you could ever have. Literally, the best.
Five.
Yes.
We got the starting five right now.
The best team you can ever have. And that's the main thing that you have to focus on. Because I feel like nobody's like projections and thoughts about you matter. Because I'm telling you, those that are not for you will eventually fall off your life. And you might not know why, but it might
maybe
be for the...
You ain't for me.
It might be for the best. And... I really think that's something that I battled, and I'm not sure if that's something you battled over the years, like growing up or being, and how do you feel now about like having a family now? I already know what kind of person you are. You really don't care what other people think.
Now.
And I really sometimes wish I was like that too, because
I feel like you would be
you kind of balance
stress free. You won't care so much. You'll just live like I'm living.
Like I'm living. And I get it. And I think that's why you balance me. It's like because he kind of reminds me like, hey, like don't stress or don't think about it too much. Like you know.
She overthinks a lot of things. And then like there's things that she's stressing about. But I'm just like, hey, bro, chill.
And then you got to realize okay, that. Girl. Yeah. And you got to get reminded sometimes. And I get it. Like I'm that person. Like I have to get reminded. So sometimes you have to remind me like, okay, like you really, you hear the window. You have to, you remind me, hey, everything's going to be okay. And sometimes I do have to be reminded, like, okay, back into reality. Like, why am I even stressing over this? Like, my family is the only thing I should be worrying about. Those little kids that are looking up to us is the only
Well, I'm
little...
I, Just like how you remind me to wipe my ass when I shit, like I will remind you to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I 100% feel you. Handshake.
You are one of a kind. You really
Why the
are.
Fuck are you leaving me
hanging? No, because you are one of a kind. You are one of a kind. And that's probably one thing.
What, that, man? Because I feel
cause,
you.
Because when you're serious, you, I'm playing. And when I'm serious, you're playing. Like,
I feel you, dog.
I'm sorry. When I'm serious, you're playing. Like, you know what I mean?
Guys, don't be mad at me. I always do this.
Yeah, story. Exactly.
No, but I do see what you're saying. No, because I'm telling you, I grew up a long time.
What?
A long time ago. Like I'm some 50.
Boy, you're just turning. You're 29.
Listen, I said it wrong. I'm saying what I was trying to say was, like, when I was little, growing up, I cared about what other people thought about me too much. Way too much. Like, oh, if I wear this, I'm going to be fresh. But if I don't wear it, if I wear it this way, this person's going to make fun of me.
What? So you cared about what other people thought about what you wore?
Not with war, everything.
Everything
that I did.
And why don't you? That's care? Why, I why never don't you wanted, care anymore?
I never wanted to suck.
So why don't you care anymore?
Cause I'm a free spirit.
No, what made you not care anymore?
Because all I need is my family.
So
my family is all I that like that is my mindset. My
after
mindset,
becoming a dad.
After becoming a dad and everything, just like I was telling one of my I have a story too. I was telling one of my soldiers when I was going through basic training and we had the combative drills and stuff like that. And I think I've told you this story too. Remember when I was telling the guy he was asking me, he was like, man, how did you put him in that hold and hold him for so long? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like wondering like my tricks. I'm like, bro, there's no tricks. It's all in my mind. That dude was bigger than me. Mm-hmm. Stronger, way bigger than me. Should have beat my ass, right? Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. You want to know why? Because I figured out what he was doing with my, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I put, nobody's going to beat me because if they beat me, they're going to get to my family. I put everything that I did into a perspective like, okay, if this guy beats me in this fucking, this combatives, he's going to, it sounds so bad, but he's going to freaking take my wife and do something to my kids. So I always
think. You make it seem like yes. As if it's somebody that's trying to get to us.
Yes. And if that happens, if somebody's trying to get to my family, I turn on this switch and this switch just turns on for me. And I'm like Superman. Or
something. You're Superman.
I'm like unstoppable. Ooh. And that's how I beat this big ass motherfucking. In combatives, I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
And this is when I was losing weight. I was like 190 coming out of basic training. This
yeah, you were scrawny.
Skinny as fuck. But I won. That's why crazy. I don't care about what nobody thinks other than my family.
Wow. That's inspiring.
Sorry, I had to spit that.
That's inspiring.
You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's really what got me through basically thinking about you guys and the letters coming in.
I know. I remember writing letters to you.
I got to understand, I was cut off from, like, the world. No music.
This was back when they weren't even giving phones during basic training.
They don't even do shark attacks anymore that I heard. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's
a lot different. Now, I think they have stress cards or something. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it was life-changing. Honestly, I was thinking to myself the other day, because I'm in this whole journey of, like, fitness, trying to get back to what I used to be. Because before the Army, I was actually, like,
I feel like now you're hard. Just kind of, like, maintaining where you're at and, like, just trying to get stronger. And
that's really
tone.
Where it's
you're
at.
You're not trying to lose weight. You're just
no,
trying to tone
I really,
up.
I am trying to lose. I'm trying
well,
to
Well, not, like, drop, like 20. Well, yeah, but, like, not trying to drop how you used to be, where you used to be, like, you look like a stick.
But I think it's really just dropping at least 10 or 20 more pounds.
It's because it goes to your butt and your thighs.
Yeah, because I want to fit my jeans, you know what I'm saying? It's, my waist is small, but my thighs is not proportioned to my weight, so I got to buy bigger pants just so I can wear my, you know what I'm saying? Because my weight, and it just, and then when I put it all the way up,
it goes to his butt. Like, yeah. I wish I had that problem.
Anybody else have those problems?
I wish I had that problem. It goes
I wish
my,
you had these problems.
It goes to my hips and
I wish you could
thighs.
Just take some of my booty and put it into your booty.
Yeah, my booty don't get nothing. You know what I'm saying? That is crazy, though. Looking back at how it was back then and stuff, I just feel like the older we get, the different way we see there's different ways that we see life. And like, especially like, I went out for margaritas yesterday and I was thinking to myself, like, I can't even stay out late. Like, I'd be tired by 10. Like, who, the girl, the party girl back then, who would have said that I'd be tired by 10?
Nah. Cause when your ass came home, you was like, bitch, I was lit. Nigga, I'm trying to be on the streets forever. You want to go back to the street?
I never said that.
You trying to be lit?
I never said that. Don't even try. That's to what you play. Say. I was tired and I end up knocking out right away. Don't even play.
All
right.
So yeah, I got a question for you. So if we were like, if we were not ever to go,
you don't ever speak that into existence.
I'm just saying. I just really want to know. Like,
okay.
You hitting the streets like that again?
No, I'm not. I mean, I might go out with my girls, but
let me be free.
I'm not gonna be out like that. Jay, I got kids.
Okay, what that mean?
I don't have no business. Plenty of people. I don't have. Yes, and you know what? But I will go out when I here and there. But I have no business being out every weekend when I want to spend time with my kids.
You let them know.
I also want to spend time with my kids. You know, the party life is not all that. You know.
Okay.
But
that's good. That's the right answers. Now tell me
what. What would you do? Would you be in the streets?
Damn right, I'm all in the streets, in the different shapes. I'm just kidding.
You are so funny. It's all good though. What? That is funny. But I don't ever like to speak of what ifs, because you don't ever speak of what ifs. You don't ever speak of what ifs.
What?
We don't ever speak of what ifs.
It's not even a what if. It's kind of like I'm just asking you a question for the podcast and just wanting to see your type thing. So it's not thinking of what if. I'm not saying what if this happens. I really want to know.
Yeah, you want to know. But we can't. What's your opinion? We can't speak the future. We don't know. What's
your opinions on it?
We don't know.
The future. So that's pretty much it. But yeah, other than that, like I said, my kids are my everything. They're my world. And I feel like if it with them, and then with us starting our family and everything, like I feel like that is my main focus, is, you know, us and then myself. And then, like I said, start focusing on myself more this year.
Yeah, because you itching all the time is not.
Jay, be quiet. That has nothing to do with anything. Oh my goodness. Log off right now.
No, we gotta be on self-care 2024. I said it already in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Self-care, bitch. Mm-hmm. The fuck is you looking up there? I hate when I'm talking to you and you looking up in my head. What is you looking at?
I'm just looking at your hairline.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
But why?
I see a little speck and I want to grab it.
No, you already make it. Why do you have to look up there? It's already like, I know it's fucked up there, but damn. Don't make it fucking noticeable. I'm looking at you and your eyes go up. I know what the fuck you looking at. I hate when I'm talking to people too and they look up. I'm like, damn, they don't look at my shit. Yes, motherfucker, my shit fucked up. Shit.
You said everybody be looking up like they looking at
me. Because I'm talking to you and you're looking at me in your eyes, right? And then you glance up. I know what the hell you're looking at. What? Nice design. Nigga, you looking at my motherfucking hair.
I got my hairline. If there's anyone watching, Jay needs some laser on his hairline.
Not that bad. Why are you making it like...
He needs some lasers, so if you want to collab with Jay, just let
him. Oh, you talking about this part?
Yeah,
JP, every time we keep.
If anybody want to collab with Jay, just get his hairline lasered. Let him know. That's something not everybody's gonna see. Everybody can see that. Anyways.
Okay. You know what? You know what else everyone can see? Yeah.
What?
Like, what's up? All
right, so I have another question. Are you willing?
Spit the shit out.
If we were willing to have one more kid and it end up being twins, what would your reaction be? With Nova, Nevaeh, and Jeremiah already.
And then two other ones?
And it was twins.
I really don't know what I'm like.
You can't do anything. Obviously, you got to deal with it.
Obviously, I got to deal with it, right? So,
what would your reaction be?
Light up those motherfucking blunts, bitch.
Jay! Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, like,
Jay, no. Oh my gosh.
It's better than what you said. You said I'll fall down the stairs.
Okay, but I never said that on the podcast. I said that before, the TMI. I never said it on the podcast. Like, hey, I'll fall down the stairs. That's so messed up, because what if someone really thinks, like, I really would fall down the stairs on purpose? I'm not. That's just, like, a saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, this motherfucker.
I really do get scared of that kind of stuff, like, because that could happen. Like, that's happened to people before, where they wanted one more, and then boom, twins. Mind you, I give it to all those people that have twins. Jesus Christ! But I can't imagine just doubling it up.
Oh, tenfold.
No, but 1 second, we got to take a break.
Don't. Oh no, no, no! We're not finna be shy right now. All right, guys, we got the famous Novalee Kelly right here with us.
Say hi, all right. Guys.
So, how was your day today? Okay, so you want to be shy now?
Say hi. Let everyone know. How's your day today?
How was your day?
It's good. Oop.
Girl, you touching all on the mic.
Is it good?
Look, just talk like this. Say something like, hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Say hi, Daddy.
Okay, so did you have a good Valentine's Day?
Yes.
What did you get? Huh? Don't touch it. You're going to mess with
what'd you,
it.
What'd you get?
You're going to mess with the audio.
Valentine's. What'd you get for Valentine's?
For Valentine.
What did you get?
Did you get that too?
Bear.
You got that bear? Ooh. Where's my Valentine? You didn't make me no cookies?
Cookies.
You acting real different now. Like,
now you acting shy. Ooh.
I thought you wanted to be on the pod.
Oh, this is how it is. We have to literally always take breaks, because we either do it during nap time or we have her stay a little busy while we're doing.
Dad said go to bed. Hey.
Wow. Look. Okay.
You see?
That is so cool, baby. Come here, Jeremiah.
So we got everybody coming in. Look.
Come here.
What is on your face?
What's on your face from the cookie? All right, Daddy's going to ask you a couple of questions since you want to come and join.
You want to join on the podcast? Yeah. So how was your day today in school?
Good.
What'd you do?
Learn.
You say that every time I ask you. What? I say, what did you learn today? And you said ABCs and numbers.
We went to lunch and... We went to the carpet spots to do some. We did some letters at the board, and after that, we went back to our seats to get out our journal and draw the words. And after the words, we put our workbook back and.
Okay.
And I got up and I said, Miss Campbell, can I go get water in my backpack? And
you're telling me detail for detail. Keep going.
And we did.
Did you fart in class? No. You didn't fart?
Yes, I did.
Did you try to make a sound and then fart, or did you just say, forget it, I'm just gonna fart?
I sounded loud.
Did anyone hear it? How did the sound make the sound right now?
We read our books,
mm-hmm.
And after that, we went in the carpet spots to...
Went back to the carpet?
Yeah, and we read the... No, we didn't went to the carpet spots again. We got our worksheets, and we drawed... I drawed a bird nicely, and I drawed a snake down, and I drawed a seal.
A what?
A seal.
A seal? A seed? What?
Never mind. And after that, the secret, we went to our laptops, and we went to... What day?
You can't remember what you did in school?
And we went to our TI, and we did the...
You telling me... You don't have to tell me detail for detail, though.
That was all.
That was all you did?
Yep.
Okay, so overall, good day?
Yeah.
Good.
Do you know that I have that Ninja Turtle skin? Daddy got me it.
You been telling... Did you go to school and tell everybody you got a Ninja Turtle skin? Did you tell Pearson you had a Ninja Turtle skin?
Yeah, and he said, oh, I want one.
I'm so dead. Hey, let's go play Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
After you're done podcast.
Yeah, we finished.
Yeah, that's why it's Friday today. You know, you don't have school tomorrow.
You ain't got no school tomorrow?
Yeah, bro. We have 2 days.
Ooh, 2 days off. Ooh, you big baller now. What you gonna do on those 2 days?
Have fun.
Ooh! What else?
We can play Fortnite tomorrow. Ooh, that would be a bit.
Well, you got a haircut, and then you're gonna go to your Mimi's.
Wait, to get what?
You're just gonna go to Mimi's.
Oh, I'm just gonna sit down with your phone?
No, you're gonna. No. You're getting a haircut, and then we're leaving. We're going. Bye bye. We're gonna go bye bye.
We're going to Mimi's house. You said
yeah, that. Yeah, you're going to Mimi's. We're going.
No, you're not. You're lying.
Bye bye. Back. Finish this. Finish this. But yeah, he was just telling me about his day in school. Had a good day. He told me detail for detail.
Really? I could hear him from the other room.
I couldn't make out on some of it, but I got some of it.
Damn. Yeah, he really does go for detail. He'll be like, yeah, and I went to the restroom at this time.
Yeah, I went to the carpet, and from the carpet, I went back to the chair. From the chair, I went to... I used to tell my stories like that.
That is funny.
But all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wherever you guys are at in this world, you guys stay showing us love. We love you guys. We'll see you here back next Tuesday. Turn me up, shouty.
Bye, guys.
Bro, we need some freaking music to end this thing.
Oh, my gosh. You look like when TikTok took out the sounds. And there's no sound.
Oh, I just popped my jaw.